Today's daf of Basra, daf Samach Tes, 69. Moving through the Masechta, and today's shiur again, we have a sponsor from the Michelsons in Boston, Zecher Nishmas Yisrael Ben Yosef Natan HaKohen. Yisrael Ben Yosef Natan HaKohen, all the lima that we do this morning, this afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this, will be Le'ili Nishmato, Yisrael Ben Yosef Natan HaKohen, from the Michelsons. Again, thank you very much for your donation, and everybody, feel free to take part in our project of learning Torah together. Okay, here we go. It says the Mishnah on Samaches Amid Beis. Hamocheres Asada. Now we're talking about selling fields. Yesterday we spoke about selling a city. Before that we spoke about selling a house. Now we're talking about selling a field. What is sold along with the field? Hamocheres Asada. Mocheres Ha'avanim. Sheheim Litzarcha. A person sells the field, so then he sold any stones in the field that are for the good of the field. What are for the good of the field? We'll have to see in the Gemara. But right, just pebbles that you might want to take away, so that's not included. But any stones in the field that serve the field, that works. That's hakanim shebekarim shameless archo. And if you sell a vineyard and you have reeds that somehow service the vineyard, that also is sold with the vineyard. The es hatfua shehi mechuberes lakarka, and any grain that is still attached to the ground, that also is sold with the field. The es chitzas hakanim shipchusa bebeis rova, and a group of bushes that is less than a beis rova, so it's not in an independently large area that you would say is separate, but it's small, so it's bottled to the rest of the area, and that is sold along with the rest of the area. There's hashomera she'ena suya batit, and a shomera, a guard booth that is not cemented down. If it's cemented, so that it will give it its own, again, chashivus, and therefore it would not be sold, but it's not cemented down. It's very rickety, it's very awry, and therefore it's batel to the sadeh, the language of the Rashbam. Ves acharav she'enu murkav, ves psulos hashikma, and also these two types of trees that are young, and therefore they are not chashiv bifnei atzman yet. A carob tree which is not grafted, when a carob tree got a little older, so then it became grafted, and then it was very expensive and very valuable. And psulos hashikma, also a sycamore tree that is young. Rashbam quotes fourth to last line, bibachruta, before its leaves are cut off and it is strengthened. So then, all of these are not chashiv within themselves, and therefore they are sold with the field that they are on. But all the opposites, ava lo machar lo, right? So you would think that why do we need the second half of the Mishnah for? But sometimes Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, you know, fleshes things out. Ava lo machar lo, so avanim she'ena litzarcha. But stones that are not part of the field, that don't service the field, they are not sold with this field. Ves hakanim shebekirim she'ena litzarcha. You have just reeds in the vineyard that do not service the vineyard. Valo es atvua shitlusha minakarka. Any grain that has already been cut also is not sold with the field. Ubis, period. But when the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you it and everything in it, so then Hari Kulin Mechurin, so then all of these items, almost all of these items would be included, except for the following. Benkach uvenkach, even if you said everything in it, you did not include lo machar, lo aschitz takarim shi beis rova. If you have an area of bushes, of hedges, that is a beis rova area, so then it's considered an independent field. Velo as hashomera shiasuyi betit, or a guard booth that is cemented down and cemented together, so that is a chashuv binyan bifnei atzma. It's not bottled to the field. Veloas acharav hamurkav, veloas atzadon hashikma, and not a murkav, a ready grafted carob, and all of the, and not a sadon hashikma, a very strong sycamore tree as it gets older, because all these, as the Rashbam says, are chashuv sada bifnei atzma. They are all unique and separate. Therefore, they are not considered sold within the field. Writes the Rush. The Rush has a tshuva. Tshuva is printed at two places. Mem Aleph Dalet is one of them. Klal Mem Aleph Oz Dalet. Says the Rush. Reuven Haya Lo Bais. Reuven is a house. V'naflu Bo Mikomos. And parts of the house started falling down. He lost a couple of pieces of wood over here, and a couple of bricks on this side started falling down. So it was a little dilapidated type of house. And V'nisharu HaKaros V'avanim BeBeisov V'lo B'na'o. He never rebuilt it yet. And then Reuven dies. Lesof niftar Reuven. A lot happens to Reuven in Shas. Lesof niftar Reuven. Yes, he kills a lot of people. He gives false testimony. He has a lot of houses that fall down.
Anyway,
lends out money. He borrows money. Lends out money. Okay, Lesof niftar Reuven. V'nasan. So what happens? So Reuven has a house. Parts of it fell off, and then he dies. And what did he do? V'nasan chatzi abayis l'shnei benosav. He gave half his house to his two daughters. V'achatzi nasan l'ishto. And then the other half of the house he gave to his wife. V'ashar metaltzel. And he also gave his wife all the movable items. So again, the house he split between his wife and daughters, and the metaltzelin he gave to the wife. So toanos habanos, so the daughters say that these bricks and boards are really part of the house, even though they are detached, and therefore we want them. We want these bricks and boards. And the wife says, no, they're metaltelin. They're movable items, and therefore they're included in my chelek. So toanos habanos akoros avanim shenavlo b'nevayse b'chal matan eschatzi habayis. V'ha'isha toanes shekol akoros v'avanim heim b'chal metaltelin shenasan lo. So, what's the halacha? Are they metalsal? And they are detached, but the daughters say they're part of the house. Says the Rosh, Hadin im abanos. The daughters win. It's part of the house. Why? Kivan shahayu hakoros v'ho avanim birshus Reuven, since they are still in the rishus of Reuven. V'lo shalach bohen yad l'machron. He never had any intent to sell them. They just fell off the house. Nireh shahaya b'daito. It appears that you could assume, if he didn't gather up the stuff and sell it, it must be that he thought, she'im tasig yado she'yachzor v'yivneh bohen abayis. It must be that he was planning ultimately to build him back in the house. Vidamya lahadamrin baba basra. And it's similar to what it says in Baba Basra, Samachtes, Hamokher Sadeh, Machar Ha'avanim Shein Lutzarcho. Vezakarashem Shabakarim Shein Lutzarcho. Anything that services the item that you are selling is sold. And Gamelu Hakoras for Ha'avanim, how you own them Libanos Beguf Habayis. And therefore, they're like the stones that service the field. The kol shegein hacha, the havi matana. Surely here where it's a gift. Right, this wasn't a regular Yerusha. Maybe we could have spoken about that. Could have been, how do you give Yerusha, in quotes, to daughters? Ol sugya of shtar chasi zachar. The different documents that are available today, that if one wants to give certain parts of his Yerusha to daughters. Obviously you can't, right? If there are no sons, but no slavchad, teach us that you can. But if there are daughters, halacha is midah raisa. We're going to talk about this at length, Bezrat Hashem, in the 8th parak. The parak of Yerusha in Shas, the 8th parak Yesh Nochlin. So the daughters don't yarshin. So what we do is we use a shtar, which kind of makes a t'nai that if the sons want to inherit everything, then mamela, I'm giving all my stuff now away from them. So they kind of agree to split based on that document. So, but that's what the Rush here says. It goes to the daughters because it's considered part of the house. And anyway, it's a matana. And as we learned, l'kulei alma ba'ayin yafe who knows same when it comes to matana. Even though we have the machlokas when it comes to mocher. Either way, that is the Rush mem aleph dalid relating to our Mishnah. How to use the stones for other purposes, yeah, then it's not connected to the house anymore. Then you would say, forget it, that's called metatzel, and then it would have gone to the wife. Gemara, my avanim shehen litzarcha. What does it mean? Stones that are litzarcha for the good of the field. Hacha targimu avnei d'achpa. Here it's translated as stones of achpa. What does achpa mean? Rashbam says, la'acher shekatzru ha'omrim, after the bundles are cut, manichin osan liyabsham, you leave it there to dry, u'manichin osan habanim k'dei shlo yifazim haruach, you cut down your bundles, but you don't want that to blow away. So you put some stones to weigh them down, paperweight, grain weight stones that will hold it together. Those are habanim, those are stones that are letzarcha for the good of the field, and therefore, those are sold with the field. Ula amar avanim hasturos legeder. No, it means stones that you have already put into a pile to make a fence in the field. So says the Gemara, v'ha, tani Rabbi Chiya avanim tzivuros legeder. Did Rabbi Chiya have a brisa that says you don't need stones that are aligned for a fence, but just gathered? They're just in there. They're tzivuros, they're gathered to make a fence, but you didn't pile them up yet. So if you just have them savur, right, have them gathered up, but you don't have them set up yet, is that enough? So Tony Sturos, switch it. It should say Sturos. That's what it means. If they're Sturos, then they are serving the field. Good, let's just finish up to the two dots and then we'll talk. Ha-ha. So the Gemara is about to explain this issue based on a machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. Which machlokas? There's no machlokas here. So the Rashbam notes it's a machlokas earlier it's later, he quotes the Gemara later in the perek, this next perek, Hamocher es Hasfina, that Rabbi Meir is always more flexible in terms of what is included in people's Lashonos. We had it earlier also. We had Rabbi Meir also, but he quotes it from the later on. While the Rabbanan are more rigid in terms of what they include in what is sold. So we assume here also Rabbi Meir would have greater flexibility. So that's what the Gemara says now. Hacha targimu avnei da'achba. Here we translate avnei da'achba, those stones that are a paperweight, are the weight to hold the stuff down. L'Rabbi Meir de misaknan avagav de lo machtan. Rabbi Meir would say that as long as they are misaknan, they are mitukan, they are prepared to be used for the stones, so then that would work, even though they're not machtan, even though they're not totally smoothed down to use. Because he would say, even if they're just mitukan a little bit, not to, the process is not finished, that's also included. The Rabbanan who de machtan, the Rabbanan would say, no, it has to be, if they're machtan, they're smoothed down, and they are placed in the field itself. The Rabbi Meir says that even if they're not machtan, they're not smoothed down, but they're also not even in the field. They're outside. I brought them, I got them on a truck, and now they're sitting outside my field waiting to be used. That's a good enough for Rabbi Meir. The Rabbanan would say no. Ula ula da amar, and according to the second shot, of avanim asturos legeder, that the stones have to be set up for the geder. Again, lu Rabbi Meir de misaknan avagav de lo sidron. Rabbi Meir would say, as long as they are fixed, even though they didn't set them up yet. You got them to use, but you didn't set them up there exactly in the geder. L'Rabbanan, who the Sidron. The Rabbanan would say, only if you already set them up, are they considered servicing the field? If not, then you wouldn't say that. Let's talk for a minute. We're talking here about having the... I put this in the wrong order today, right? Talking here about using stones as a weight to hold down your straw. What is if you want to use a stone on Shabbos for a certain activity? How do I make, we know a stone is muksa machmas gufo, right? A stone is inherently muksa, right? There are 10 categories of muksa. One of them is muksa machmas gufo, inherently muksa, no purpose. What if I want to use a stone as a paperweight? What if I want to use it as a, I'm having a, I don't know, my windows are open, so I want to use it to hold down my napkins. So what do I have to do to get a stone not being muksa? So there is a big discussion. If you want to, a great marker relating to this is in the Art Scroll Muksa book, in the Hilchos Muksa book, written by Rav Simcha Budim Kohn, like all of the basic Art Scroll Hilchos Shabbos are. So page 26 through 28, he has a 3-page footnote. How do you make something unmuksa from Muksa Machmas Gufo? Do you have to make it into a kli? Do you have to make it into a halachic kli, a utensil? Or do I just have to give it a usage, but I don't have to halachically make it into a kli? So he quotes many different achronim on both sides of the issue. Quotes from these Sefer Shari Halacha, Mahani Yichud al Afar, Lahatet Chitula B'Shabbos. You could make dirt. Let's say you want to use dirt for something on Shabbos. So you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to move it. Afal pi shekodem sheyichudo havi ke'etzim v'avanim, ve'ein alav taras kli klal. Even though before you designated it, it's not a kli. It's mashma that you have to give it a shame kli to in order to be able to use it. So that is one. But then he quotes others that say maybe not. That all you need, the word kli in some of these cases is a lashon mush'al, is a borrowed lashon. It doesn't really mean an actual halachic status of a kli. Kli just means that it is davar ha'omi l'shima sha'adam. That's a big discussion in the achronim. Halacha l'maisa, let's say I want to use a rock. I want to use a rock as a toy. How do I make that usable? So the Shulchan Aruch is machalik between, am I using it, am I making it into a permanent toy or just the Shabbos? What am I doing? Am I permanently changing it or not? So the Shulchan Aruch is Simon Shin Ches, that's a Simon about Muksa. And Shulchan Aruch says, if I am making it permanently into a toy, so then all I have to do is think about it. As long as I decided, I had a mental designation that I'm going to use it as a toy, that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Before Shabbos, right? If something's muksa, the Shabbos starts, that's the principle of migud is katsoy ben hashmashos is katsoy l'kula yoma. Once something's muksa, beginning of Shabbos, it cannot leave. So you can have the opposite. Something can become muksa on Shabbos, right? You have nolad. So it can become muksa on Shabbos, but nothing can lose its status of muksa on Shabbos. That's called muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. So the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch says, if I thought about it, chashav aleim mibo yom, leishav aleim, if I thought about it before, that's fine. Aval, but if it is a case where I want to keep them just for this Shabbos, so then you have to take action. Then you have to do so, you have to smooth it, you have to cut it down to size, something, because you're not going to permanently do it, so you have to show why are you, how do we know that you're using it this Shabbos? As Simcha Budim quotes this from the Shulchan Aruch, 2 degrees of such designation. Permanent designation, if one wishes to designate an object for permanent use, one is required to make a mental resolution that he wants to permanently use the object for a specific use. For example, a rock might be designated merely by mental resolution to be used as a doorstop. But temporary designation, if one wants to use it just for one Shabbos, that is not enough. One must make a physical change in the object in order to convert the object from its muksa status to a useful utensil. For example, a rock to be used as a doorstop for one Shabbos should be chipped or cut down to a smaller size. Again, that is a difference. How do you remove the status of muksa machmas gufo? So again, that is similar here. Here we're talking about using a even for an achba, for a weight. That is relates to these issues of muksa. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Two dots. V'yasakanim shevekerem shein letzarchos. The Mishnah says any reeds in a vineyard that service the vineyard, right, helps to hold up the vineyards, that also would be sold along with the vineyard. So kanim ayved etayu. What do reeds do in the vineyard? Reeds are just growing. So how do they help out a vineyard? So Amri debei Rabbi Yanai kanim hamechulakin shema'amid intachas akfanim. It means reeds that are split and smoothed. Let's not think of it as reeds that are very soft, and let's think of it as, let's say, bamboo shoots that could be used to hold up the vineyard. Remember, a vineyard does not grow on its own, right? It needs something else to support it. So either you can think of a vineyard, either you can have a vineyard on the floor, going across the ground, that wouldn't be so good. The animals might get it; it'll become dirty and trampled upon. Or you could have them lifted up on poles. So that's the reeds that we're talking about. You have hard reeds that are used to hold up the vine. And again, we say maybe it would be a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. How far you go? L'Rabbi Meir de Mishafian Avagav de Lo Mukman. According to Rabbi Meir, as long as the reeds are already smoothed out, but you haven't stood them up to hold up the vine yet, that's good. L'Rabbanan hu demukman. The Rabbanan would say you have to already stand them up and use them. Whenever we talk about this concept, it's going to be a while. The first time we had this was back in Maseches Erevin. Shlomo Zalman's Ha'ara. It's interesting that the only, I'll ask it this way. Why do we sing at a Chassan and Kala, we say, Inve HaGefen, V'Inve HaGefen, Dover Noam Iskabel. They should be like vines. You know, why don't we say, you know, Ilone Rimonim, be a pomegranate, a lot of seeds, a lot of kids, right? It could also be a lot of symbol. We don't sing about Rimonim or Te'enim, Davka vines. So why that? Why do we Davka sing about vines? Explains of Shlomo Zalman, because back pocket of our Torah for any Sheva Brachos. Right? So says they were Shlomo Zalman because vines are the only ones that cannot independently grow. They have to be supported. You have to wrap them around something. You have to wrap them around a reed, like Arli Gemara says, or around a pole. You have to wrap them around, and then they could be supported, and then they could blossom with the help of what's supporting them. So, Chassan and Kala, you know, obviously they have such independently unique talents, but it all comes from, you know, the parents and the grandparents and the environment. They're being held up. And this bar mitzvah boy, obviously, is being held up. You know, the Torah, the chuppah, the ma'asim tovim, but we say Torah, also chuppah, so it's connected. And it comes from, what a great background, related to anything. Say the Levaya Turech on this line. This man, his anovim that came out of him, you know, any. I always have to have just that rabbinic expression and use it anywhere. Yeah, flexible varts. Viter. Says the Gemara. You can't, Baba Basra has to have some drasha in it too. There's a tfua hamuchu beres lakarka. Also, tfua that is still attached to the ground, that also is sold with the ground. What's the chiddush? V'yafal gav de matoy lemechzad. Even though the tfua is already ready to be cut, it's already, Omed Ligzos, still we say it's sold with the ground. So what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that, as the Rashbam explains, as the Rashbam explains, where's the Rashbam? Even though, third wide line of the Rashbam, V'salkadai dechamina, kol ha'omed liksar kakatsar dami, even though you might have thought that you say, whatever is ready to be cut, it's as if it's already cut. So, Kamash Malan, we don't say that. That is the Rashbam. If you look at the Yad Ramah adds, even though when it comes to, let's say, other areas of halacha, we do say, kol ha'omid ligzos kagazos dami. For example, what about a bal chov? A bal chov, if I sell property and my creditor is going to collect that property because I have no other property left, so he can collect my land. What if stuff has grown on there already? And now it's kol ha'omid ligzar. So the halacha is that the buyer could tell the creditor, you're not collecting for this, kol ha'omid ligzar kagazos dami. This is metaltalin already. You can only collect from the land. So why over there by the Balchov do we say it's kegazes, is as if it's detached? So says the Yad Ramah, the Yavagav Damrina Beberk Shanar Shir is Patata, even though it says in Ksubis, Kol Ha'omi Ligdor Kegadur Dami, Hasam Lagabi Balchovu. There, really the rule is it's not kegazes. But by a Balchov is different. Because what does a Balchov think about? What is his security? What's in his mind? It's all about Smichas Das. The time of my Amar Abana Matatu the Balchov L'Mishtadi, why are movable items not Meshubit to a Balchov? Mishum Diyachal Lo Velav Ruchinu, because the Lov, it could hide them. Velo Samcha Daiti the Balchov Meikari Lavayu. And the Balchov doesn't have that in mind in terms of what he will be able to collect from. Hilkach Lo Mishtadi Le Midin Arev. So the whole concept of Shibud, which is based on the concept of Arvus, it's like my property co-signs for me. That's the last Sugya in Baba Basra. The last sugi is Arvus and Shibudim. Got a ways to go, a couple of months. Demai de Mishtabdi le Karkos midin Arev, the fact that Karkos are Meshubit or midin Arev, din Echsai debar Inish, Inun Arvinbei, de Hanuch de lo Yachol la Avruchinu, because land, you can't hide land. You can't take it away. That's why the creditor thinks it focuses on land. De Mishtabdi midin Arev, Sha'al emunasan hilveyu. That's what he was thinking about. Avalhani, but stuff that is about to be cut. It's easily cut and hidden. Aval hani diyachol avruchinu lo mishtavdi midin arev shelo ala munasan hilvehu. And therefore, even though it's still mechubar, it is considered like batal tzelin. Says the Yad Ramah. So don't compare this case. Aval gabi mocher, but here, even though dekoy letlisha lav ketalush dami. It's not considered like talush, because if it was really talush, he would have cut it already before he sold it, or if he would have specified. And this is even, he says, according to the man de Amar of Mocher, Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher. Even Ba'ayin, I'm sorry, right, Yavagav Lurabanan, right, even though we say Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, here we say this is included in the sale by Mechira, because we say it's as if it is, it's still considered attached to the ground. That is the Yad Ramah. This is a sugya that comes up in many places. When we say something called ha'omed, something that is about to happen, do we say it is as if it happened already or not? So it comes up, I'll just give you two other examples. It comes up in Sanhedrin and it comes up in Sukkah. It comes up in Sanhedrin on Daf Tezvav, where the Gemara says, quotes from Machlokas, ha'makdish es avdo. What if I give my eved to the Beis HaMikdash? Take my eved, I'm makdish my eved. So is there me'ila by that eved? If somebody else uses that eved, does one violate the Isra Me'ila of using something belonging to the base of Mikdash? So it's a machlokas. Ein ma'ol in bo. The Tanakhama says, no Me'ila. No Me'ila. And there are Shri Gamliel or Ma'ol in Besairo. Shri Gamliel says, no, there is Me'ila by his hair. If you use his hair, there's Me'ila. Use his hair. How are we going to use his hair? So it's different shot then. How do you use hair? So Rashi says, how do you use hair? I think he quotes here. Adam she'osin miser Adam nafe. You make a sifter with his hair, which is a separate issue. That's still considered part of the eved. You're using it when it's already talush. So that's not for now. As we look at the Ramban here, and then the Ramban actually Gittin Lamed Tes. The Ramban talks about this Gemara about when do you define something as talush or mechubar. Anyways, what does the Gemara say? If a makdish an eved, machlokas whether it's meal or not. What's the machlokas about? Says the Gemara, we're talking about an eved with long hair. With long hair. And therefore we could say he's ra'oi to get a haircut. Seir ha'omed ligzos, kegazes dami or not. So if the hair is kegazes dami, it's as if it's already cut, that's the shita that says there is me'ila, because there is no me'ila by karka. There's no me'ila by karka, therefore eved hukas l'karkos. Is this here considered the eved or not? So the banda amar the tanakam says mo'al nibo, because he says kol abe legzus kagazes dami. Reb Shuvi Gamliel says no, lav kagazes dami, therefore it's considered part of the eved still, and therefore there is no me'ila. So you see sometimes this is a machlokas, kol abe legzus kagazes dami or not. It comes up there. It comes up very halach l'maisa in Hilchas Mikvaos. Hilchas Nida, when a woman goes to the mikvah, let's say she has long fingernails. Long fingernails. This is the famous tshuva of the Achiezer. Achiezer, famous tshuva of Chaim Ozer, where in Vilna, way back in the 20th century, so he had women that used to come to the mikvah and they did not want to cut their nails. They had this fancy manicure, Beinyan manicure. It's the title of the tshuva. Beinyan manicure, you can look it up, remember of Chaim Ozer. So the question is, the kinder of Chaim Ozer, what are we supposed to do? Why? Because the minhag of Benos Yisrael is to cut their fingernails short before they go to the mikvah. If a fingernail is falling off, that's already an issue. But if they're not falling off, and it's a regular nail, then may ikir hadin, the nail itself is not a chatzitza. So we don't say, kala omi ligzos kagazos dami. We're worried about dirt underneath. That could be a chatzitza. But theoretically, if a woman could clean under her nails, which is why the minhag came about, because maybe she can't clean properly, but theoretically, if she could clean, so we paskin lav kagazos dami. So therefore, the says of Chaim Ozer, in that landmark tshuva, really, that if the choice is they're not going to come to the mikvah, or let them have their long nails, so then you let them have their long nails. Which is very important, because there are a yechidei, certain mikvos in the world, where they would say, better not to go to the mikvah. Terrible. Terrible. If a mikvah would not allow a woman to go to the mikvah because they don't hold to of their standards, let the woman go to the mikvah. We could suggest, we could try whatever we need, but I've heard of mikvos that they say that, no, you can't go here. Can't go here? Yisurei kares over a minhag? Terrible. So it has to be that we have to know what the halacha is and what the minhag is. Rav Chaim Ozer knew what the halacha is, what the minhag is. And therefore, he knew this is a minhag. And for a minhag, we could say that, we could look the other way, so to speak, and allow this minhag not to be mekuyam. But Meikar Adin, why is it only a minhag? Because we paskin kol homid ligzos lav kagazes dami in that case. That is Sanhedrin. One other case where this comes up, where the sukkah comes up, that's in sukkah. In sukkah of kol ha'omeid, when do we say that the destiny of an item affects the present status of the item? That comes up if I want to use an esrog of an ir hanidachas. Ir hanidachas, the city that's going to worship the avodah zarah, the rov, and they're going to be burned. Or the whole city is going to be burned and all the property inside. Or of an asherah, right? An esrog of an asherah tree. So what's the halacha? You have to burn those things. Kol ha'omid listrov kisarov dami. It's considered as if it's already burned, and therefore, as the Gemara says in Sukkah Lamed Aleph, kitusei mechta shiure. It's as if it's doesn't have a shear. Right? There has to be a requisite shear for an esrog, and it's as if it doesn't have a shear. So therefore, says the Gemara, you cannot use that kol ha'omid listrov kisarov dami. So you have to look at every context. When do we paskin kisarov? When do we paskin lav kisarov or lav kagazes? That relates to our Gemara. Here the chiddush is by the sale that even though it's ready to be cut, it's lav kagazes. And again, as we always say, you can never prove anything from this parak, because this all might be based on umdanas, not based on specific definitions of categories.
So it relates to the Polaroid Lavila?
Does it relate to kol haroi labila? If you're able to do something, you don't have to do something. Now, if you're able to cut it, then it might not be. It could overlap. I don't know if the sugi is ever really if they bring that in. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, third to last skinny line. Veschitzas akanim shepechus be beis rova. A little area of bushes that's less than a beis rova is sold with a field. V'avagav da'alimi. Even though it's very strong, special bushes, still it's sold with a field. Ves ashomerish in asuya betit. If you have a little guard booth that is not cemented down. Avagav da'luk via ba'ara. Even though it's not cemented down, and also that makes it very flimsy and it's not kavua on the ground at all, still it's sold with the field. So with the field, because cement would give it its own independence. Here, it does not have its own independence. Even though these trees are not chashuv, even though they're strong trees, still they're sold with the field. The exact same parallel. But stones that do not service the field are not sold with the field. L'Rebbe Meir, D'Loma Saknan, this means according to Rebbe Meir, they are not sold if they are not mitukan, right? If they're not fixed up to be used, so that's already considered not lutzarcha. L'rabbanan de lo machlan. Rabbanan say even if they are misukan, but as long as they're not put into the field yet, that's good enough to already say they're not sold with the field. Ula de amar rabbanan masuris legeder. What about according to the other definition that we had of the stones made for a fence? L'rabbi Meir de lo masachnan. Rabbi Meir says no, as long as if they're not misukan to be used, so then they are not sold. But if they are misukan, that's good enough. The Rabbanan de lo sidron. The Rabbanan say no, it has to be set up. If they're not set up already, so then they're not sold with the field. Reeds in the vineyard that do not service the vineyard. Rabbi Meir de lo mashafyan. Rabbi Meir would say, who has the more flexible definition, if they're not smoothed out, but as long as they're smoothed out, that's good enough to be included. Rabbanan de lo mukman. The Rabbanan say no, you not only need the smoothing, you need them to be actually set up and standing and helping the vineyard. The law is that tfuah tulushim in a karka, and tfuah that is detached from the ground is not sold with the ground. The afagab that tsricha la'ara, the opposite. Even though the ground, they still need the ground. How does detached tfuah still need the ground? So the Rashbam explains that it is, let's say you cut something, but it still has to be dried out. So you leave it on the ground in order to get dried out. So it still needs the ground, even though it's detached. Still, it's metalsalin, and therefore it is not sold with it. Also, not a area of bushes which is a base rova, that's considered independent. The avagat the katini, even though they're very small bushes, if it's its own area of a base rova, it is considered independent. Amar b'chei baraba, amar b'yochanan, lo chitza sakanim bilva, not only does chitza sakanim, this area of bushes, have this rule, ela afilo aruka katana shel besamim, even if you have a little area of wonderfully smelling plants, and v'yesh l'shev b'nei atzma, and it has its own name to that area, einanim karasima, even less than a beis rova. If it's a special area besamim, it is not sold with the field. Amar papa v'hu dekara lo var de deplanya, that people say so-and-so's roses. So that would be a case of independence. Next, v'vashem meira asuya betit, and also a guard booth which is not cemented down is not sold. The avakav de mechaber ba'ara, even though it's mechaber ba'ara, still is considered separate from the land. V'loas karva morkav v'loas anashikma v'avakav tatini. Boy Rabbi Elazar. So now Rabbi Elazar asks some other questions. What are the following included in the sales or not? The Rashbam says we're going back to a case where you're selling a house. Selling a house, are these included in the sale of the house? Tosa says, what are you talking about? We haven't been talking about selling a house in a while. We're talking about selling a guard booth, the shomera. Right, because we don't have to talk about that. We're going to talk about parts of a doorway or parts of a window. So, Machlokas, Rashbam and Tosas. Interesting, Tosas here quotes the Rashbam as kuntras, right, even though it's Rashbam. Machlokas, Rashbam and the Ri, what are we talking about? Okay, either way. Malbino shel psachem, what if you have moldings around the doorways? So are those sold with the doorway? So mahu, if they're cemented in, then obviously then they're obviously part of the doorway. What if they're just stuck in with pegs? Obviously they didn't have moldings like we have moldings. Somehow some temporary way. So my teku. So unanswered question. Boy ribzeira, mal benoshal chalonusma. What if you have moldings of windows? Mahu miyamrina lanoi ba'amahu davidi. Do you say that they're just made for beauty and therefore they're not considered an integral part of the window? Odilma kibet dehechi. Odilma kivan to mechabri. Kivan to mechabri, mechabri. What do you say? Since they're attached, take them. Also take them. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, third question. Malbano shel kari amita mahu. What if you have stones that you put under the feet of the bed? Right, so that the bed is a little raised. So kol hech de metalzli ba'adalo tibay lechad ametalzli. If the stones are attached to the bed, so that when you move the bed, you move the stones also, then for sure, that's not a shayla, because they move with the bed and they're definitely attached. What if they're not metutal? They don't move with the bed. So what do you say in that case? So teku, so we also have unanswered question. So we're talking about our moldings of doorways sold with the doorway. What about the mezuzahs? What about the mezuzahs? Are those sold? If I sell a house, what about the mezuzahs? So that's a Shulchan Aruch, Mefor Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. Based on the Gemara, about the Tzia Kufays, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simin Reish Tzadik Aleph. What happens if when you leave a house, when you buy a new house? So what do you have to do with the mezuzahs? We know the halacha is you can't take the mezuzahs if you're selling it to a Jew. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reis Adagalaf, Hasokher Ba'ayis Mechavero, Hasokher Chayv Lekvoa Ba'Mezuzah. Fine. A renter is Chayv to put in a mezuzah, not the landlord. V'im Ukeshe Yetze, Lo Yitzlena Biyado. And when you leave, you can't take it.
If you're renting.
Right? Lo Yitzlena. So it talks about in the Pisrei Shuvos, we'll get it here. When it's even by rental. But surely if you sell a house, and you're selling it to Jews, so then you have to leave the mezuzah. You don't have to leave the mezuzah cases. You can leave just the mezuzahs. You can just put them up with the plastic. You know, the mezuzah cases are yours. That you don't have to do. What about asking them for tashlumin? Could you ask them for money? So yeah, the post will say you can. You're not allowed to force them, even if they say no, tough luck. Right? If they say no, it doesn't matter. What's the reason you're not allowed to take your mezuzahs? Why can't you take your mezuzahs? So it's a machlokas between the She'iltos and Tosfos. The She'iltos in Parshas, where's the She'iltos? In Kufchavav. In Kufchavav, the She'iltos says, because it's a bizoyan to the mezuzah. Let me take it down a mezuzah for. It's a bizoyan to the mezuzah. If you look in Tosfos in Bamitzia says, no, that would be done to the mezuzah, but you're being mazik, those people who come into your house all the time until they put up a mezuzah. Because if there's no mezuzah up, there's danger in the house. There's no shmira. Says Tosfos, it's printed on Bamitzia Kuf Aleph from a base. Avagav, he said that it says, Shmuel says you can take off one pair of tzitzis from one beged to put it on another beged. Gabi mezuzah aser. Lefisha mazikin ba'in babayis. Shein ba'mezuzah. Ukshenotla ki'ilu mazik, O son. Shiradur babayis. What's the nafkamina, Tosfos and the Shiltos? If you're taking it to put it on your new house. So according to Tosfos, it's still a problem. Because they're still being mazik. According to the Shiltos, not a problem. That's what the post can point out. It's an afkamina between Tosfos and the Shiltos. So that is what they point out. So that's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Machloka Tosfos and the Shiltos. The Pisrei Tshuva here quotes our Gemara. Pisrei Tshuva, right there on Shulchan Aruch. First he says, Ayin Birka Yosef. First he says, what if you're moving to a place that you're not going to be able to buy mezuzahs? You're not going to be able to buy any mezuzahs in the new place. You're moving to some place and you can't buy them before you leave, whatever the case may be. So then, says the Berakha Yosef, you can rely on the Shiltos. Rely on the Shiltos then, and you can take your mezuzahs, if you're not going to be able to get other mezuzahs. I guess the same thing would be is, let's say a person cannot afford to leave his mezuzahs. They're expensive. Let's say somebody has 10 mezuzahs, $35 a mezuzah, right? A lot of, you know, that was the cheapest ones, right? So let's say you can't afford it. So then maybe also, that's like a case where you wouldn't be able to buy new ones. Maybe you can rely on the Shiltos. Hopefully the people moving in will know the halacha and will reimburse you at least a little bit. But then the next Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Tshuva of the Shiva Sion. Let's say if you sold a house and you did not write Kol Masha Besocho on the house. You didn't write, I sold you a house and everything. You just write, I'm selling you the house. And the seller wants to take the mezuzahs that are kavua. Vekasav, and the Tshuva Sion says, no, the buyer wins. Why? Even though we say in Kosher Mishpat, if you sell a house, Stam, none of the mitaltalin are included, right? But he says, Lo machar l'masha mechuber betit, but not what's mechuber b'yaseitas, not what's kavua with just pegs, like our Gemara, talk about the moldings, pegs versus cemented in, but still, haynu dafka b'davar shamocha yochol l'hachzik bo gam achra mechira. Mashekid b'mezuzes, mezuzes, there's an issur to take him. There's an issue to take the mezuzahs. So the only thing is the issue of taking payments for it, but who's muchzak in the mezuzahs? The buyer's muchzak in the mezuzahs. And therefore, he's not allowed to take them, even if you don't specify, they're included in the sale. That's the Pisrei Tshuva quoting our Gemara, pegs versus cement. But that's an important halacha to know about mezuzahs. The issue, what if you're selling it to a guy? If you're selling your house to a guy, or the next rental will be a guy, then you're not allowed to leave the mezuzahs. You know, a lot of the mezuzahs, various different reasons given. Either the guy might be mezalzel in the mezuzah, or he might, he doesn't believe in Achdus Hashem, so therefore you're not allowed to leave it, you're not allowed to have it in his door. People might think that he's Jewish, right, and it could lead to problems. You always check, if there's mezuzah on the door, then you can knock on the door and do whatever you have to do, right, shalach manos, or whatever the case may be. So it could lead to problems. There are various reasons. The halacha is, if you're selling your house to a guy, so then you're not allowed to leave the mezuzahs. Okay. Let's go back there. Last line. Velo es charuv hamurka. Velo es adon hashikma. But the fancy trees are not sold along with the tree, with the field. Minan immediately, how do you know this? How do you know that these trees are not sold along with the tree? Rabbi Chanan asks, I don't understand why we've never asked Minan immediately in this whole parak until now. Everything else is based on Svara. What do people include in their languages? And all of a sudden, we have to need a makar to tell me, how do you know that these trees are not included in the sale? He doesn't answer it. He just wonders why Sarach Ian, why this question is asked here. Okay, but we get to talk about next week's parasha. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Kra, what's the pasuk? Vayakim stay Ephron, Asher b'machpelah, v'chulu. The pasuk says that Avram Avinu buys Maris Machpelah. Well, we need the end of the pasuk here. The end of the pasuk says, right, the Rashbam quotes the end of the pasuk, v'chol ha'etz asher b'chol gvulo saviv. Right, not only did Avram buy the stay Machpelah, but he also bought all the trees that were in the boundary around it. So what do you need that last phrase for? That were in the boundary around it, of course, all the trees. What do you mean? That were in the boundary around it. So you know what? The Gemara Darshins, only trees that, that are included in the boundary, so that's what's included. But if you have a tree that can be identified by itself independently, you don't have to say that's included in the boundary. You have a tree that people will know, oh, this is a tree, so that's not included in the sale. That's how you learn it out. Misha tzarech likvul saviv. Trees only that need, you need to say the boundary around in order to identify it. Yatsu elu, excluding these types of trees. Shein tzrichen likvul saviv, you don't need to go around it to identify it. Those are not included in the sale. Only the ones that were automatic by Avram and Ephron are the ones that don't have independent status. Avram Misharshi, mikan limitzarim min hatorah. This is the source of borders min hatorah. What does that mean? So it's a borders min haTorah. So the Rashbam says it's the makar that you are makne, you are kone mitzarim. We had earlier in the perek that you remember you have board, you have fields, and between each field you have like little mounds. So who's are you kone the mounds? So says the Rashbam, yes, you're kone the mounds. That's what you learn from this halacha. Because it says b'chol gvulo saviv, even the trees that were in the gvul, Avram Avinu was kone. It's amazing how many kenyanim we learn from Avram Avinu, right? Kicha kicha mistei Ephron, you learn kiddusha kesef, right? All kinyan kesef and kiddusha kesef. Last time we spoke about, you learn kinyan chazaka from Avram Avinu, la'arko l'rachba. All the kinyanim we learn about Avram Avinu, because the ultimate kinyan is the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael. That's the ultimate. So all kinyanim go back to the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael. Anyways, it says the Rashbam. So you're Kona the mounds in between. Says the Ritva. 1 minute. Didn't we learn earlier that you're not Kona the mounds in between? If you're Machzik in the field, you're not Kona in the mounds. So again, as we said yesterday, that's a case where you try to be Kona from a ger. So there's no Das Acharis Makne. But here it's easier because it's Das Acharis Makne, so you're Kona even the Mitzarim, even the borders. Look in the Ritva. He has a different shot of what the Gemara means about Mitzarim. Vaiter, though. Amar of Yehuda. Hi, Mad Mazan Allah Khare. Somebody sells a field to their friend. So they have to write in the document, Knilacha, Diklin, Vitalin, Vahutsin, Vitsitsin. You're kone all of the different types of trees and bushes in the field. The Avagav, the Lokasavle, Hachi Kani. Even though if you didn't write it, the person is still kone all of these types of trees, because they're not specially unique. Afilohachi, Shufra Dishtarahu. Still, it's the beauty of a star. You're giving the star extra strength by writing all of this specifically. The Rashba's lashon is that if you could prevent Dinei Torah between Jews, that's always better. So he quotes the lashon. Nearly de lashon chachamim shalom. Ukdei lasalek hataromes amar kein. You want to remove all arguments. Shufer deshtare. Hopefully through this writing in here, people won't be mistaken. They won't come to Bezdin. They won't have to schlep to Bezdin. Or others say, even if Bezdin doesn't know the halacha, it'll be clear in the shtar. Shufra d'shtara. Amar lei, what about these cases? Aravidikli, if somebody says, I'm selling you my land and palm trees. So chazinon, you say, is lei dikli, yavili trei dikli. If he has palm trees separate from the land, then he has to give the guy his land and two palm trees. Because he says, I'm selling you land and palm trees. The last lei, if he does not have palm trees, then zavili trei dikli, you have to buy two palm trees. Because he said he's selling the land and two palm trees. The mishabdi, if he has two palm trees, but they're mishubid, right, they are, the fancy word, encumbered, right? They are sold to a Baal, they are sold to somebody. So Parkley, Trey Dickley, he's got to redeem it. He's got to get two trees back and give it to the buyer. Ara Bidickley, but what if he says, I'm selling you land with trees? So then, Chazinon, Yisbe Dickley Yavle. If he has trees in the field, fine. V'ila Mechatosu. If there are no trees, palm trees in the field, then it must be a whole Mechatos. Because he said a tree with a field with the trees. The Rashbam points out, even though we paskin ein ona'a l'karkos, we paskin yesh mechachtos l'karkos. You can't just rip somebody off, but if you have a mistaken sale, so that falls away. Ara basically, but if you use the lashon of land for trees, so then less lay dikli, and it does not have trees, it still is sold. Why? The chazi l'dikli karmale. What he means to say is that it's a field that is fit for trees, feel free to plant trees in here. Amalei labarmi dik laplanya. If you say excluding this specific palm tree, so then chazinan, you check it out. E dik latavahu. If this specific palm tree is a very fancy, special one, shiri shari. So then you understand that this tree was the only thing that was left out of the sale, and he gets to keep it. V dik labishu. If this special tree that he's pointing out is one of the worst trees in the field, then kol shekein hanach. Then you assume any tree better than this tree is also excluded from the sale. Amarlei labar me ilane. What if he uses the lashon of excluding from an ilan? Would ilan was used specifically for specific types of trees? It didn't, even though we translate ilan as a tree, which would include palm trees, but that's not how the Gemara has it. Labar me ilane. So yisle ilani labar me ilane. Yisle dikle vabar me dikle. If he has ilan, so he assumes it means ilan. If he only has palm trees, so he assumes it excludes palm trees. Yisle gufre labar me gufre. If he only has one type of tree, then you can say fine. Ilan refers to that. But Elon v'gufne, if he has Elon, like the fruit trees, and gufne, and vines, labarmi ilani, you assume he only excludes Elons. Elani v'dikle, labarmi ilani. Gufne v'dikle, labarmi gufne. If he doesn't specifically talk about Elon. Okay, so this is all umdinas of cases of exclusions from trees, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow we get into more Shas topics. Tomorrow we talk about Shtarche B'yadei my boy. Comes up, the Ayin and Rav Basra, and other items as well, Hilchos Shavuos and others. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's Shia was sponsored. We thank the sponsors, the Michelsons, our friends from Boston, Yisrael, the Lezef HaNishmas, Yisrael ben Yosef Natana Kohen, the Neshama Shehaven Aliyah, and the Torah's Lezef HaNishmas. And again, it's also the Yahrzeit of Rachel Imenu, Yod Aleph Cheshvan, and there's always a special connection of a Torah and Tefillah, special Koach HaTefillah that we have today. Rachel Mavakal Baneha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept all the Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael being Bocha on Al Baneha.